And now, live from the middle of Robin Hood country, here's Paul B. Edwards with a minor sapling and Tony Hearn with a major oak. It's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Goopa Goopa.
Hello.
Hold on, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this is Bomber. You're listening to Mullet Monster Mafia underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the Bez this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was all the way from New York City, Tony. That was Dirty Fences and a track called Bomber. What is Dirty Fences' Bandcamp page?
I know exactly what it is. It's dirtyfences.bandcamp.com.
I've messed up, haven't I?
You've given me all the websites.
I've given you all the websites, Lizzie. Well, in that case, then... in that case, let's make it a 9-0. Let's just pretend that you're a genius for the show. I thought I'd forgotten something. Yeah, yes. I sent you the running order after I'd added the websites, didn't I?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm so clever.
We've been busy there. It's been
now,
confusing.
Who did that Dirty Fences track come from, Tony? I can't remember.
I don't know, actually.
It might have been Dirty Water Records, actually. Oh, but okay. Anyway, great band, and they've been punking and rocking New York City for some time now. And that's from the latest album, and we played one other track of it so far, and we will be playing more in future weeks, so thanks very much for them. I've got a little bit of additional material, Tony.
Okay.
But unfortunately, I'm late with it.
Oh, okay.
And it's my fault. Now, you might remember, over the last couple of shows, we've had trouble pronouncing things and invited the audience to get in touch with us to tell us how we should pronounce them.
Coimbra. Coimbra?
One of them, and Luma, if you remember, was the other one.
Luma, yeah.
Coimbra, Luma. Right, and, So, this from Timo, he says, titled, I Know How to Pronounce Luma.
Okay.
He put, well, I don't, but now that your attention, can I get some travel advice? I'll be in Sunningdale this coming weekend, and the hallmark of the conference hotel seems to be free wireless throughout the venue. Google Maps doesn't look very promising either, unless you're old enough to golf or play tennis. Is it really going to be terrible, or does your West UK-ian knowledge include some hidden gems for that? Best Timo. Well, first of all, mate, I think you've already been by the time you hear this show.
Ah.
So it was a few days ago, and I was saving it for this week, and I'm sorry I didn't read it last week, but anyway, what you could have done in Sunningdale is, well, it's not far from Ascot, so you could have gone to the race course. It's not far at all, in fact, from where the Magna Carta was signed.
Ooh.
A place that I went to not long ago, Runnymede. It's also right by where my mate Simon Houlihan was born, which means it's very near to where Diana Dawes lived, and it's also, Tony, I believe, the home of Chesney Hawks.
Oh, he's the one and only.
He's the one and only. Yeah, yeah. So there are some things to do around the Sunningdale area. But sadly, Timo, you're already back home, so you didn't chance to do them. So I hope you discover some other things to do instead. So, can you play another song?
Yes, let's do that.
Right, and what about a band that were quite Britpoppy in the 1990s, had a break for 20 years, got back together, and are rocking out all over London?
That sounds good.
Sounds like a perfect idea. I talk, of course, about Last Great Dreamers, a band who have done... It's kind of glam rocky, actually, but the track we're playing this week isn't so much. You can find out more about, indeed all about them, via their website, which is...
LastGreatDreamers.com?
Yes, it is, Tony. I'd already forgotten that you knew everything. So... It's Tony 2, Paulie B and the Internet 0, and clearly, rather like my brain, you don't work. Listen to the Dustaphonics underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great show on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
I do like that track. Now then, have you got any Facebook comments for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for...
Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
Oh, I'll never tire of that, Tony.
Nope.
Frankie Boyle.
Thank you, Paul.
So what you got?
So... That's your Facebook comments. If you're on Facebook, please do leave us a comment. Go to facebook.com/punkyradio. Like the page, leave us a comment, do get in touch. We'd love to hear from you. We've got two this week. First up, in response to the show before last, Dagger Pay got in touch just to say cheers. We did, of course, play them 2 weeks ago. So thank you for that.
And thank you very much, Dagger Pay. They sent us an email as well that I didn't reply to. But we will be playing more from them in a few weeks, so we'll have more chance. Hot punk rock from Finland, as I recall.
Timo Smish been in touch again.
Fancy that.
He says, "Hi Tony, as a random person, I'd sent a relatively random and unhelpful email to Paulie B. What's the deadline for sending emails / you snickers / Facebook posts?" I did respond to him saying the schedule's been a bit weird. But yeah, do get in touch. Generally, if you can get your stuff in before late Monday, before Monday evening, GMT would be helpful. You snickers, I'm all right, thanks.
Well, right, yeah. Who's been offering you those?
Called Timo Schmidt, apparently. But I don't want them.
Oh, right.
Not
well, in lieu of the fact that we found out Insane Star doesn't wear them, I suppose I'll have to take a pair of his.
Yeah,
it would feel work. Feel free to send through, son. Although, I'm not sure I want his ones used.
No. And he would probably come via my address, because he seems to know my address.
That's also true. So you're not allowed to use them either. I don't want them twice removed.
No. So just a no.
Is it just a no?
It's just a no, Tony.
It's a no from me. It's a no from me, Timo, to the Used Knickers. Although a good band would be Timo and the Used Knickers.
Good to me.
That, a yes from me.
Yes.
So is that it?
That's it for Facebook.
So that concludes.
Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
I'll never tire of that.
Nope.
Thank you, Boyle.
Thank you, Boyle.
I'm going to play two songs in a row now, Tone.
Okay.
Stay tuned for, you know, one of my favourite bands, arguably of all time, but certainly of the punky radio era, and that is Hymnbone Slim and the Knee Tremblers. But first up, a band we've never played before who got in touch with me earlier this week, actually, and said, "Hi there, Paul. We're a band called Dearth. We're a five-piece punk band from Surrey that are old enough to have been kids and enjoyed it the first time round and have finally got around to being in a band all those years later."
Blimey.
What? And just to show how much they're down with the kids, Tony, they've actually asked us if we could push their new Twitter page.
Ooh.
So, Tony, as a bit of a change, here's one for you, a bit of a challenge.
Yeah.
As a bit of a change for you, what is Derv's Twitter page?
Twitter.com/ Derv Official?
It is indeed, Tony, yeah. Or if you're on Twitter already, @ Derv Official. And Derv is DERV, as in a diesel engine road vehicle, I believe.
Is it?
That was Derv, wasn't it? Yeah, because you used to see that. You used to see it on petrol stations. It used to say Derv.
Oh, okay.
Which meant that diesel engined road vehicles could fill up there.
Gotcha.
I've got some knowledge.
Yeah, you do.
It's not that punk, but I like the name. Derv. Yeah, so anyway, obviously we're going to play it, Tone, because it's brilliant.
Okay.
So here goes. Let's say stay tuned for Hymnbone Slim. We'll talk about them in just a little while. First up, this is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Tuna Town?
Listen to Rich Morton sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Bone Slim and the Knee Tremblers. All aboard the Ugly Mobile. That's a cracking song, that. Tony, I don't know whether you know, because this is quite a hard one. And when I was putting these things together, I thought, this is one for Paul. What is Hipbone Slim and the Knee Tremblers Facebook page?
Facebook.com/ Hipbone Slim and the Knee Tremblers fan site?
That's amazing, Tony. It's uncanny what you're doing this week.
They're just coming to me.
It's outrageous. It's Tony 4, Paul B and the Internet Nil. In other words, one-way traffic, unless I change all the bands in the second half of the show as we're recording. That's from their latest album that came out last year. Again, we played a few tracks off it. We are going to be playing one or two more. Really, really good album. Hipbone Slim and the Knee Tremblers are the brainchild of Sir Bald Diddley, who is in loads of different bands, all his own, but Hipbone Slim seem to be sort of the main one that he goes around with the most. I think that's safe to say.
Okay.
And they've been via Voodoo Rhythm Records and Dirty Water Records in the past with us. We've had a few albums off them, one of which I don't have anymore because I only got it electronically. It was on a previous laptop that died.
Right.
And it's a real shame because it's got one of my favourite ever tracks of theirs on that album, which is One-Eyed Monkey. I like the one-eyed monkey in the coconut tree.
I didn't hear that.
Well, we did play it.
Oh, did we?
It doesn't matter, because what I suspect you've given away there, Tony, is you don't always listen to your own show. No, it's possible they did a better version than I did.
Ah, okay.
Anyway, the question is, Tony, did you do anything last week?
My good lady Stephanie went to Germany, so I've been on my own, looking after the cats mainly. My cat had a little bit of an accident with her claw had kind of split, and she's a bit bloodied on the paw, so I've been looking after her, took to the vets. Oh, I went to Marshall.
Yes, that's right, Tony. I remember. That was the big thing, wasn't it? Did you enjoy your experience?
I did.
It's good, isn't it?
You're right, though. It's not in Milton Keynes.
No, it's not, is it?
Ooh, they love a roundabout in that area.
Yeah, but it's... Well, Milton Keynes loves a big roundabout, but the area around there, they like a mini roundabout, don't they?
There's that little tight one. Is it the Roman one? Or it's called Roman something.
Yeah, but is it more sort of Bletchley? Am I right?
Yeah.
I was. I'm good, aren't I?
Stone so from Bletchley Park and just behind the Milton Keynes Dons Stadium.
Oh, that's right. That's where I was going, because when I was driving through, I thought, oh, I could stop off at Bletchley Park, and I was going to go and see something monumental in British history. Mm-hmm. And then I thought, as in the place where they foiled the Enigma code, and then I saw Marshall advertiser, thought, oh no mate, rock and roll.
Yeah.
So did you get your photo taken with Lemmy?
I did.
Did you get it taken by the receptionist?
No. Did it myself.
Well, I told you, Tony. So it's not a very good picture then?
It's not great. It is my
profile
picture.
It was exactly, obviously, that you'd get the same pose as I'd got already, hence you'd have to ask someone to take it for you.
Yeah.
But no, Tony knows best. And what happened?
Well, he wasn't very good.
Only knew worst. Anyway, you've still got to change our website photos with it.
Okay.
I still want those up.
Right.
So you might have to Photoshop yourself so you look good.
Right.
Yeah, right.
Just put my face on yours.
Well, I did... easy. So I did suggest that you Photoshop Brad Pitt's head onto you, didn't I? But that was a bit rude, I suppose. But yeah, I like Marshall. So you got everything done you need to get done down there.
Everything done. Good. They serviced it, changed all the pots, the switch. £60, which I thought was pretty good.
Oh, that is good.
And the guy tested it all and I played on it and it's fine. Got myself a nice cheeky Nando's as well around the corner.
Right. You know how to treat yourself.
I really do. But it was done by the time I got back. I went out to get some food, came back, it was already done.
Brilliant.
That was it. So, good day. So went to reception and saw the upstairs area with all the amps and the guitars and obviously Lemmy.
It's good. It's an interesting area of memorabilia.
Yeah. Oh, it's really interesting. I didn't realise they had all the guitars there and, and all the signatures and things. It was really good.
It's
a really kind of laid back kind of place. All the people I dealt with at the end.
It really is relaxed. It's really nice. I was so impressed with it, and I was only in that front bit. It was great. I just thought it was superb. If you are in the Bletchley area, why not drop into Marshall Amps and see pieces of history?
Mm. They're very nice. The reception
like your
very
amps.
Nice. Yeah. The guy when he saw my amp, I haven't seen one of these in a while. It wasn't quite that camp. Because it's quite an old amp, mine.
Yeah, Tony, it's a Marshall amp, not a Marshall camp.
Ooh.
See what I did there?
It's a Valstate 8100. I've not seen many of them. Probably for a reason. But anyway.
I don't know what that means, to be honest.
Neither do I.
Right.
So, yeah, all good, though. All good. What did you get to?
Oh, it doesn't matter, really. We talked for ages there. Let's just play another song, shall we?
Okay.
All right, so we're going, we're from the vaults again. And guess what, Tony?
What's that?
It's another track from the Cherry Red Records 111 track 4CD box set Action Time Vision.
Oh, very nice.
Which has proved to be a gift for us that really does keep on giving.
Really does.
And I think we're all the way to Easter with it. Now, I had said that we were all the way to Christmas, but it just keeps going. And I've still got another 10 tracks to play. We'll still only have played about 25 or 30 of them maximum.
Right. It is
and there's 111 on it, so... Anyway, the last time I looked, we'd done such a successful job of hammering it home how good this thing was that they sold out. But you can make orders for it, and it's about £25, so it's really worth having. 111 punk tracks, most of which you've never heard of, for £25 is brilliant. We should be getting sponsored.
Shouldn't we?
Anyway, the band this week, Tony, a band called The Maniacs that I know very little about other than... They were probably from London because most punk bands around that time kind of were.
That's true.
I don't have a lot more information than that, but you can find out more by going via the Cherry Red website, Tony, which is...
Right, now, is it cherryred.co.uk?
You're getting like Sherlock. You're like Sherlock Hearns. We'll talk about that. I mean, that's actually what I did last week. I caught up with the Sherlocks.
Okay, yep.
Yeah, and everyone had... I'd read stuff about it not being as good and people not liking it as much. I thought it was brilliant. Thought it was absolutely great. So there you go. That is Paulie B's Sherlock review. Hey! Right. Anyway, we're just going to play this. This is the Maniacs, Tony. This is Chelsea, 77. You're listening to Robbie Allen Band underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
So we will be playing more from Action Time Vision, of course, over the coming weeks in exactly that section.
Yes, we will.
But more pertinent to this section, have you got any gigs, Tony?
I do.
That means it must be time for
Tony's International Gig Guide.
Controversy by Facebook.
Yes, thanks for your gigs. If you do have one for me, do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want to know who's playing, where they're playing, and how much is it to watch them play. Doesn't have to be local to us. It is international, so it can be anywhere in the world. We haven't had one this week direct, but there was one on our Facebook page from Missiles of October.
Brilliant. Loving the Missiles of October.
Yeah.
Belgium?
Yes, it is Belgium.
Yeah.
They're playing in Camden.
Oh, they really? Brilliant.
But it's not till April, but they've advertised it this week, so might as well read it out now.
Alrighty.
5th of April at the Underworld in Camden. They're playing with Big Business and Whores.
Blimey.
Yeah, and along with Nose Picker. No, Noise Picker. Nose Picker.
That's such a shame.
Noise Picker.
That's a hell of a lineup.
It is. £16 in advance.
Blimey.
6:30 p.m. doors. So there you go. So it's a few months away, but if you do want to see Missiles of October at the Underwood in Camden, do check it out.
£16, that's nearly a pint in London.
Exactly.
Yeah. So that's it, is it?
That's all I've got.
So that concludes Tony's International Gig Guide. Controversy by Facebook. Yeah, right then.
Okay.
Well, I suppose you should play two more songs in a row now, Tony. Oh, you will notice I haven't mentioned Donald Trump yet.
Oh, yeah.
Doesn't matter, does it? So he's only the leader of the free world now.
Yeah, that's true.
It's fine. What can possibly go wrong? And we haven't mentioned Theresa May's 12-point plan for Europe, which I think sounds pretty good, which is basically, let's just get out.
Yeah, let's go for that. We've got some time later, haven't we?
Yeah, we have, yeah. All right, let's play two songs in a row now, Tony. Stay tuned for 12 Cents for Marvin, who we played before. Colorado Scar coming up for you. But first up, a band we haven't played before called Sound of the Suburb, Tony. All the way from North London and via Manila PR. And hello to Tony from Manila PR, because we haven't played much from them recently and they've been brilliant to us down the years. So I had a nice exchange with him this afternoon.
Okay, nice.
So anyway, I don't know what to make of this, really. It's kind of alternative rock, jingly jangly, catchy. Like, you'll see what I mean. What I want to know is, Tony, now this is a really tough one.
Okay.
What is Sound of the Suburbs Facebook page?
Right, is it facebook.com/sound-of-the-suburb-372-387-649-439-176?
It is, and why is that, Tony?
Well, I said it for you.
No, it's not your fault, you are L. You, however, are a genius. It's Tony Six, Paulie Beale, Internet Nil, and this is Still Waiting.
Knockery.
Hey baby, take a ride with me. We're going out in the Dodge from 9 to 3. We're gonna cut it loose and let it all hang out. We're going to a place where the kicks are free. We won't allow any insecurities. And if you like what you see here, baby, come with me. We're going out to find the possibilities.
Oh, if you lie, 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 you never realize what you're missing. You're gonna cry, 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 'cause you're missing what you like. What you love will never ever be the same.
Your hands are beat. What happens next is gonna be so sweet. Just open up your mind and let's all get in a business. Flow right out the door. If that should run over your head, don't think twice. You think me at the end. More and more and more around in the party bed. When you come and be lie, 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 you never realize what you're missing. You're gonna cry, 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 'cause you're messing with your life. What you love will never ever be the same.
You're listening to Destroy the Evidence underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was indeed 12 Cents for Marvin and a track called Lie, Lie, Lie. As I say, all the way from Colorado, ska band since they've been going about 20 years as well, I think.
Oh, wow, okay.
Thing is, Tony, what is 12 Cents for Marvin's website?
12cents.com.
And is it the numeric 12 or the written 12?
I'm saying the numeric 12.
It is. It's 12cents.com. 12cents, .com. So I'll say it again, 12cents.com. And how strange that you knew that.
Yeah, well,
Tony Seven. Yeah, Tony Seven, Paulie B and the internet now. I'm disappointed with myself, Tony. Hey, actually, if you get all nine, does that mean I have to take my pants off and run around the pool table?
Normally, yeah.
It does, doesn't it? Well, I feel sorry for the people in the Lion tonight. Now, are you doing anything this week then?
I'm going to Germany.
You're going to Germany? That's right. Now, when you said before that the good lady had gone a week early to Germany, and that was part of your 10th anniversary present to each other, was you had a week off from each other, was it?
No, we've all... She's gone over... It's a post-Christmas thing, so we didn't go to Germany for Christmas. So and Steph wanted to go to a furniture fair in Cologne. So she went a week before, and it was just quite good, so she can see the family and have lots of soaking up Germany time, lots of finding her roots. And I'd come over a week after, and it just coincided with our anniversary, which was last Thursday, the 19th.
Right. And how likely are you to find your roots in an MFI?
Exactly. Not really. But yeah, so she's got a week there on her own. I'm going over tomorrow, but if you hear this, I went over Saturday. And yeah, so then we're going to go to a couple of days in Bottrop, and then we're going to see our niece, it's her first birthday, and then we're going to Bonn with Haribo factories, I think. And then we're going to celebrate our anniversary, which is 10 Sorry. Years.
Marshall 1 week.
I know.
Sweet's the next.
Yeah, yeah.
You rock.
It's going to be a good year.
Tony, you rock and rollo. Congratulations, by the way.
Thank you very much.
Congratulations. I do know that without me, you would never have met her. So I'm owed a lot. But anyway, congratulations for sticking at it.
Thank you.
And more congratulations to her, because the idea of spending 10 years with you is frightening.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm doing something this week, Tony. I'm off to Oslo.
Oh, okay.
To do my latest comedy show there. And last one in the current venue.
Oh.
Because the venue's closing. So in my fifth venue.
Wow.
Will be no more, which means that while I'm there, I'm going to have to look for a sixth. It features Tony, controversially, at the city's only English language comedy club. I've got an Argentinian headlining called Adrian Minkovic. He's a really nice bloke, and me and him, we don't laugh about the Falklands, but we have a happy rivalry about it.
Oh, okay.
It'll be funny, this show, because I'll basically be setting him up to fail, knowing that he's great enough to pull it all back and make me look a complete idiot. It should be fun. So yeah, we'll be at Star Pub on Lillegrensen. Show starts 8 o'clock. If you're in Oslo at the weekend, it'll be nice to see some of you. If there is any confusion here, that is Oslo in Norway.
Right.
Because there is an Oslo in America.
Oh, okay.
And I wouldn't want anybody to go there looking for me.
No.
Especially if they found me. Because it would mean that I very much got lost.
Ah.
It has happened before. It happened to my brother in Nottingham, actually, who went to the wrong White Hart once upon a time. Then he got in a cab drunk and said, "White Hart, please," and the bloke just took him there. And he wanted to go to the White Hart in Lenton, and the bloke took him to the White Hart in Arnold.
Oh, okay.
Which is funny for us than anyone else listening. Especially as the taxi driver had quoted him a price, so he had to then give him a lift to the right one.
Brilliant.
Right, I'm going to play you a song now, Tone.
Okay.
By a band we played last year, who since we played them have become BBC's or some awards thing anyways, ones to watch for 2017.
Oh, very
it's
nice.
Unusual. It's unusual because mostly the ones to watch, they have a kind of urban. But they've gone with a Manchester, not really punk, but indie band, I suppose. But they fit in well with all sorts. They're called Cabbage, Tone.
Okay.
And we have played them before. And the track we played before, we played Kevin before, which is really good. But this one, I'd completely forgotten about. And I thought, oh, it's about time we play the Cabbage track again. What with them now being not necessarily on the cusp or on the verge of getting somewhere, but certainly being noticed by more than the likes of us.
Yes.
Yeah. So, Tony, what I want to know is, and I don't know whether you'll get this one, it's a tough one. What is Cabbage's Facebook page?
Right, well, it can't be something simple because you put me off the scent there. So let's try facebook.com/cabbage.
Yeah, it's so funny. So you're so good at languages. It is indeed facebook.com/cabbage. Lechu being French, cabbage.
Of course.
Yeah, but you said Lechu. I just want to be with you in France one time when you have to order an ice cream. I just want to be standing next to you so I can relive what happened with my mum in the 1980s when she tried to order an ice cream on a campsite near Perpignan, where she said, "I would like an ice cream, please." And the ice cream seller went, "Ugh." And she went, "I would like an ice cream, please." And he went, "Ugh." She went, "I would like an ice cream, please." "Ugh." And I just went, "In glass, if you play." He went, "Oh, in glass. Wee, wee." And he gave her an ice cream. She went, "How did you know that?" And I said, "O-level French." It's brilliant. Anyway, we should play it, shouldn't we?
Let's do that.
This is Contactless Payment. Smell, be like
Star Raider. Cause he's got no implants, and he's suddenly got no fans, and his pizza is his savior. So I answered the keyword, and it began with a C. Hey, contact the payment is all I ever need. And contact the payment, unleash the devil in me.
Listen to Desiro's Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
I do like that band, you know.
Yeah?
They're a bit cheeky. They're cheeky upstarts. I like that. Manchester cheeky upstarts.
Nice.
Young lads with attitude. They know what they want and they're good at getting it. How about that?
Excellent.
Yeah. Now, have you gone twat?
No.
Well, that's just a great big bumhole.
Isn't it just?
So, right, if you tell people what they should be doing, and then we'll do that the way we're going to do.
Okay. Yeah, so do email me your twats. I do need them. Email me tony@punkyrager.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason. It is that simple. Do email me your twats. Can't do the feature without you. 2016 wasn't a great year for twats. It should have been a better year for considering, but do email me your twats.
Yes, we do want them.
We do.
We do want them. Ideally, but as long as we get them once in a while, we keep the thing going, don't we?
Yeah.
Now, we've got some sort of sad news, but it's sort of good news as well, haven't we?
Yes, it is.
And that is that one of the online stations that carries this show, TBFM, are going to be going through some changes very soon. And some of you might be listening on TBFM right now. Now, the thing is, the way they're doing the changes means that we're not really going to fit in with them anymore. So even though it's been absolutely brilliant being on TBFM, this will be the last time you will hear us on TBFM.
That's right.
Yes, of luck to them. We leave on very good terms. They are absolutely fantastic. And all the strength to... Now, are we allowed to say the new station?
I don't think so.
Right, okay, then I better not say that then. No, so all the very best to the existing TBFM. They did say we were quirky and they liked us. We should be all right.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I think this show will come out probably the same day they might have some announcement. So if you're interested, go to tbfmonline.co.uk, check them out and just see where they're heading. Without us, but you know, we still like them.
Yes, so, it's all good. It's all good. It's all fine. They are brilliant. And if you haven't tuned in to that station before, you should do.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah. Brilliant stuff, and we have enjoyed working with them immensely. Right then, that's quite nice by us, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I think I only messed up a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So why was Trump on our TV for 2 hours today?
Well, why was he?
Do we really need the 2 hour show for the inauguration?
Yeah.
I turned on TV and I wanted to watch Pointless. It was on the wrong channel.
Well, for a man who is technically minded, you could always have turned over.
It took me 10 minutes to figure it out.
Oh, I see.
Well, now it's all right. Then I got it on and I just missed the first question.
But I'm also quite interested by the fact that that you didn't think what you were watching was pointless in the first place. He's going to be great fun. I think he's going to be great. I actually went. I can't say I was hopeful about him, but I thought he was going to be very entertaining. But after listening to his inaugural speech for 20 minutes, I did think, actually, people might be right. He might not know what he's talking about. But I didn't vote for him. Not my problem, is it? And we can just stand back and watch.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I think interesting times lie ahead in 2017, Tony.
Should be. Yeah, it will be. Because there'll be the Theresa May speech as well, which I didn't hear, but obviously I saw the headlines. I am trying to take a bit of a break from news this year.
I see.
That's what I'm trying to do.
Is that because every single thing you didn't want happened last year?
Yeah, pretty much. I'm starting to think I'm cursed. I'm just going to keep my hands away from things.
Well, I must find out that anything that I would really like to happen, I must not mention to you as potentially a good idea in case you agree with me.
Yeah, exactly.
Because it seems like anything you vote for at the moment, the opposite happens.
Yeah, if I vote for something, it's wrong. If I read a gig out, the venue gets closed down. Effectively, yeah. I'd leave me alone.
If you could vote for me being skint, that'd be brilliant.
Okay.
Because then I might not be skint anymore. See what I did there?
That'd be nice.
Last track, Tony.
Okay.
Dyslexic Postcards, all the way from Miami. Alternative rock from Miami, Tony.
Alright.
And we've never played them before. And we only got sent two tracks, so we might... Unless we get some more, we might not be playing much of them. So the best thing to do to find out more about them is to go to their Facebook page, which is...
Facebook.com/ Dyslexic Postcards.
I am removing my pants.
Hey!
It's Tony Nye. I didn't think you would cheer then. It's Tony Nye, Paulie B and the Internet Nil. I might send them to Insane Star.
Come on, she needs them.
Well, I don't think she needs them, but it might prompt her.
Okay.
All right then, so it seems like even though we know she doesn't wear them now, I'm still after a pair.
Yeah.
Pathetic, isn't it? I am pathetic. Tony?
Mm-hmm?
Give me reason to die. That's about the size of it for this week. I hope I get the chance to see one or two of you in Oslo at the weekend. Tony, have a great trip to Germany.
Thank you very much.
Perhaps you could just mention the internet stations that carry this show.
Yep, we're on Pudunk, Pudunk Radio, podunkradio.com, run Radio Andra, which is Radio Andra, andra.se, and at the moment we're still on TBFM. You can find them, tbfmonline.co.uk. This is probably going to be the last time we're on it, but do check the website out. They are changing, so have a look, check it out. Say more later, I guess, but yes.
Yes, and thanks as usual to all the stations that carry this show. We do really appreciate it. Thanks for listening. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Apoog, apoog.